KO4HGX.
I'm on the phone, I'll be back in just a second. N4ZLK.
KO4HGX, standing by.
4HKX, N4ZLK.
Hey Shane.
Got interrupted by the old battle axe, as we, some of us refer to her. Some of the best tools are the old antique ones. I'm just kidding. I'm glad she's not. I hope I didn't leave a radio on this morning.
You might be sleeping out in the cold tonight.
I'd say you might be sleeping out in the cold tonight after that one. WW4GET.
It was only Patrick and I talking, listening on this radio. I didn't realize other people were. Good morning, Matthew.
Helen, yeah, they let anybody on these things, don't they?
Matthew, and more than that, they'll let anybody talk on them.
It's so easy to get now. I was able to get it. Oh, goodness. Anyway, I'm going to stop there. Matthew, how have you been? It's been a few days since we've spoken.
It's all been good. The road is finally passable in my area where I live. Although the sand truck did make a showing yesterday. When was the storm? Friday? I guess. Better late than never, right? It's just funny how the worst part of the road doesn't get any sun. It's just, go figure, you know what I mean? It's just, the whole place is clear, but, Dead Man's Curve is not, and just crazy. But, oh well, no complaints. It's just, you got to work around it.
You learn where those spots are at, and you learn to be careful of them. That's the best you can do.
You had been locked in there, weather locked into your neighborhood there. We were able to get in and out. My truck helps out a lot. Have some bad spots that also don't see the sun, the north side, and some hills. And man, one neighbor, his wife, she wanted to go to work Monday, and he's retired now, but he was out there with a shovel digging, and he actually started driving up and down our private road. There's only three of us on it, and it goes up pretty steep, and he has a four-wheel drive truck. He was going up and down, and he said, "I'm trying to pack it down so she can get out in the morning," and I didn't say this, but all he was doing was making it slicker. So they finally got her car out yesterday. I think they're a little worried. Every time it started to slip, they would just stop and then back up. They wouldn't even try to do anything else. But anyway, I kind of felt bad for them, but that's part of it. Go ahead, Patrick.
That learning experience when you're dealing with snow down here, it's different than the snow up north. It's not that fine powder that packs down that you can drive on. That wet, slushy stuff turns to a soft sheet of ice, packed ice, when you drive on it.
You're right. I mean, if there's a crusty, if you leave it alone and it stays a little crusty, you can get by. But once it's packed down and compacted and refrozen, oh, that's when it's just a total skating rink. And that's what happened, of course. But, you know, I was able to get out yesterday. It wasn't this morning the first time, but yesterday was doable. But, you know, my daughter had to park down at the bottom of the road. You know, I got her car down there so she can go to work yesterday. And thankfully, my wife works from home, so that's not because she, with her anxiety, she'd have a tough time with the road conditions as well, driving. But, you know, beats Michigan. No complaints.
Is everybody safe and nobody got out and got hurt in it? There was a few accidents around, apparently. My son came over the night of the storm, and that the snow, when it fell, I don't know if you went out in it, but it was that really nice, good dry. I mean, it held together and made good snowballs, but it also was fairly easy to drive on. And after it started warming up a little bit in the daytime, and then refreezing, it started getting worse, but we're all good. And then you come down here, and you almost can't even tell it snowed just a few days ago. So, a big difference in location.
Well, you guys cry a lot.
Your call sign. It's, you know, hopefully it's, look, let's face it, we had 3 years, we didn't deal with it for the most part, right? So if it happens once or twice this year, it's a piece of cake. I mean, this was an event that would be an issue in Michigan for, you know, several days of the winter, you know, so I'm not complaining at all. We'll get through it, that's no doubt.
N4ZLK, did I double with somebody, Patrick?
Come in here. Didn't know how to use a call sign after you cleared out there.
I heard talking. I thought maybe someone I was doubling. But anyway, Matthew, I drove to Atlanta Sunday. We didn't have any loads go out Friday night. So they were all sitting there, and so I went down to Atlanta. They had a lot of ice in the trees. They had a lot more freezing rain than we did, and they had power outages too. But never could get. I talked to one person on the repeater. It was quiet all the way down there. Never did talk to anybody. I don't know where they all were.
Yeah, Shane. You know, I don't know. I did see pictures from Hartsfield. They definitely had a coating down there. I mean, it was all white. And I know there had to be ice, lots of ice on top of it, too. And I know they definitely got hammered with flight cancellations and big-time delays. So it wasn't a good weekend for flying, that's for sure, out of Hartsfield, WW4JET. But I'm glad I wasn't part of it.
It does make landing a little treacherous with the ice on the runway, doesn't it?
You know, it all depends on wind, too. You know, ice... Yeah, you know, we do everything, we measure everything by braking action, and if they can't get the braking action to a certain level, yes, it really makes things a mess, and, you know, cancellations fly at that point.
Change out for snow tires? I'm just kidding. I know they wouldn't do that. Yeah, there was a lot more ice down there, I believe. I think they did get some snow, but I think they had more traffic problems than we did up here. Anyway, let's see, Patrick, how's your day today? Where are you going to be? Is it Cherrydale? And for is that okay?
I'm in Cherrydale today, making my rounds. And should be a fairly easy day today, I hope. So, how about you? You running your normal route over in Easley today?
No, I may just have to go to Easley for one stop unless we got the post offices back. But I'm supposed to be meeting my brother for lunch today. He's leaving tomorrow, starting a new job down in Charleston at Boeing. He's got to be down there bright and early by Thursday morning, so he's headed down Wednesday night. So anyway, maybe we can do the old Wednesday meetup tomorrow.
Just let me know. I think Gary's going to come with us if we get together.
Go ahead, Matthew. Didn't mean to leave you out there.
That's okay. It sounds like you guys are getting together. I wish I could join up, but I'm out of here tomorrow for a few days. But have fun with that. That'll be a good time.
Meet up on Wednesdays when scheduling allows it and workload is not too much.
Fun anytime, Wednesday afternoon or, you know, lunchtime. If you're around and you're out, be more than welcome. Be nice to meet you face to face at some point. I know I keep threatening to do that, but we still haven't worked it out.
Wednesday's a tough one for me because it's, you know, obviously midweek and I'm usually out of town. But when I get one, I'm going to remember that. And it doesn't matter if it's out of my way. It'll be worth to meet you guys, no doubt about it.
Anytime, but guys, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. You be safe on the roads today, and have a productive day, KO4HTX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, guys.
Rider, be careful. N4ZLK.
have a good day, and be careful out there. WW4GET.
This is a good sign or not, but I'm beside a big truck that's got a tank on the back, and I thought it was a water truck, but it says Royal Flush on it, so it's probably a septic service truck, but he's dumping water all over the road.
I hope it's just water. Royal Flush, that's a good name, though. You gotta like that.
Name, I was just looking at the temperature and him coating the road with the water. Over here on White Horse Road, that's not a good thing.
Hey, I hope I don't run into that on my way towards Easley.
If you're on, it's right before 123, between 253 and 123 in the far right-hand lane. So, you smell anything or start sliding, that's what it was. Good morning to you. Go ahead, Matthew.
You're out of a bad spot here. I'll get back to you in a second, guys.
Yeah, I'm still outside of Traveler's Rest, so it's going to be a little bit before I get down that way, so hopefully it's not frozen when I get through there.
Washed away or driven away by car tires by that point, but I think it's N4, is it Victor Uniform Tango, and what's your name? My name is Shane here, N4ZLK.
Yes, I'm Victor Uniform Tango, and my name is Jamie, and I'm up here in I'm outside of Traveler's Rest in Tigerville, heading that way right now.
I know I've heard you a few times, and as soon as you said your name, I remembered. And we may have spoken, and I apologize, but can't keep all the names straight until I've spoken with them a few times.
Exactly. I've heard your voice a bunch of times, but I can't remember if we talked or not.
During the storm Helene cleanup and all that aftermath. I think that might have been the first time we spoke, or at least I heard you. But anyway, nice to hear you again this morning. And where do you work in Easley?
In the school out at SWU in Liberty.
Very good. What are you studying at this particular time?
Well, I'm 52 years old, so I'm not a young buck anymore, but I'm actually studying organizational leadership with a concentration in missional outreach.
Well, 52, you're a couple years younger than me, so I'll say you're a young buck. Anyway, no, we're practically the same age. I don't know if I'd want to go back to school at this point.
A lot better than what I thought it was going to be.
So, for a couple of semesters, and then ended up getting married and went back, and I actually did better after I was married. I think it kind of straightened me out a little bit, but I found it to be easier, and there was more of a goal there to make sure I did it right.
To go back because I had GI Bill that I haven't used, so I was like, you know, I may as well use it since I got it. Got rolling down the road, got to this semester, and realized I only had one class, so it wasn't worth using the GI Bill, so I went ahead and paid out of pocket.
Say you were going to school in Liberty, and what school is it you're going to there?
Slane University.
Is that where their main location is? I've heard of it, obviously. I just don't know I don't know where they're located.
Yeah, just out there, right, as you get into, actually, it's Liberty, I do believe. But it's like you jump off just outside of Easley, right before you get to Clemson.
W4FCM.
Very good. All right, let's let Fred, good morning, Fred. Go ahead and call your son there. N4ZLK.
Dane, thank you. We'll be just a minute. Get him on, see if he's there. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Hey, thanks, you guys. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. He's there. He texted, he messaged me. He's just up on the radio. Different level of the house, I guess, W4FCM.
No problem, Fred, anytime. I have a son and son-in-law now that I try to contact, and sometimes they've got the radio on this time of the day. So you and I will be doing that. Both of us will be calling on a regular basis here. Good morning to you. Go ahead, Jamie.
My GPS was just kicking in, so I missed a little bit of that. But I'll go ahead and clear out so you can go ahead and use the radio. This is M4 VUT clear.
Hey, nice to talk to you today. Be careful out there. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
59W4FCM. Just a few minutes here before I go get a shower.